Sorry, I lost you. I'm out in the hill.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's all right. That's why I called you back here. Well, we got disconnected, Nate, when I was explaining about the Facebook ads. The Facebook ads would get you found outside of your local area and up to a 50-mile radius if you choose to target that far. But what they also allow you to do with those ads is hand-select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. Okay, the reason being is you know the areas that you may like to work in or the areas that may be a bit more profitable for you. So the goal for us over here would be to program in the areas that you like to work in that are also making the most bang for your buck, so to speak. Okay, now, so those are all the services that the Platinum Package does offer you, but it is meant to show you a very large return on investment because it has all the tools that's needed to get you that exposure, needed to get you those phone calls. But we also, like I said, we do annual services as well, the 3 month. We would be able to get you in at 700 flat. That would cover you over the course of 3 months. That would save you about $197 over the course of 3 months. Okay, so about $200 you would save by doing the 3 month term. If you wanted to do the 6 month and save a little bit more money, I'd be able to save you about $400 a month. This I'd be able to get you in at $1,200. That'd be $1,200. That would cover you over the course of 6 month term. That would still get you everything included. Like this would get you a custom website design as well. So it's a beautiful website. It's not like a generic page. This would get you a website thrown into the package that normally costs around $1,000 to $2,000 by themselves. Okay, so it's a beautiful website that would get thrown into the package for you if you decided to do an annual service. And then, of course, if you wanted to do a year, that would obviously cover you till obviously 2023, April 14th, but that would actually be $2,500, and that would cover you over the full year. And then, obviously, if you wanted to renew after the next year, you'd be able to do so. So those are all the prices for you, but we like to start out the services with a two-month agreement. That way you're evaluating the services to see if it's a good fit for what you're looking for. And then that way you're not locked into anything long-term. And then once you see how well it works for your company, it would be up to you to decide if you wanted to, obviously, sign up for a longer period of time. So, but with the... with all of the services that are included and everything being done on a two-month verbal agreement, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, Nate, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly, of course, on the front page, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to your company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact to be listed on the front page. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 620-727-2999, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then also we would have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. That's where Google, they give you a little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that you're located in, but they also mail you over a PIN verification code. I found the address listed for you as, the address listed for you is 4453 West Fallen Road. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
That's home and business.
Okay, so if it's a home-based business, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area they're coming to service you from, or that they know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course. Okay, and just to verify the zip code out there so I have it correctly, I found it as 67456. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, and then for the account purposes, Nate, what's your last name?
Ginest, G-I-N-E-S-T.
Oh, I should have put two and two together from the business name, correct?
Yep.
Gotcha. And we'll still call you Nate, but for the account purposes, Nate, is your first name Nathaniel?
No, first name is Nathan.
Oh, Nathan. Okay, gotcha. We'll still call you Nate, but for the account purposes, they like us to have the full first name. And then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your business, Nate?
That would be the Genus Dirtwork Services gmail.com.
At gmail. Okay, so genusdirtworkservices@gmail.com. Easy enough, okay. And then when it comes to your hours of operation for the business, how do you operate it? Is it like 7 days a week, 5 days a week? How does that work for you?
We operate 5 days a week, but we offer 7-day emergency services.
Okay, that was my next question. Emergency services are offered? Okay. All righty. Okay. And then what are the time frames that you would like shown?
We operate between the hours of 8 and 5 as normal.
Understood. Okay. All right. 8 to 5. Perfect. And then also...
But if I have an 8 to 5 day, something's wrong. It's always longer than that.
I hear you. We just like the list of hours of operation because so people, they're not calling you during the evening or when you're busy with supper or whatnot. So that way they kind of have a general idea. They know when to call you. Okay. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for you?
We just do cash and check.
Just cash and check? Okay. Alrighty. And then also, did you have any other forms of media out there for the business, like social media-wise? Did you have like a Facebook, an Instagram, or anything like that?
Yeah, we have Facebook.
A Facebook. Okay, perfect. And then also, and if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, Nate, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email? Or does any of the above kind of work?
Any of the above.
Any of the above. Okay, perfect. Alrighty. And then what I'm doing for you right now is I am sending you over an email. The email is going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. Now, inside of the email, it's giving you two forms of contact. You'll have my phone number with my extension. You'll see that's located at the very bottom of the email. And then at the top of the email, client support's number is there. That way, if I'm away from my desk and it's something that needs to be changed right away, client support would be able to do that for you immediately. Okay, so give me one moment here while I get that sent over to you. It's going to fall into your inbox, like I said, labeled client support. And I just pressed send right now, so you should be receiving that here momentarily. Okay, all right. And then also, okay, it shows me that the email did send over to you successfully. Now, the last thing that we would need to do here, Nate, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for the business?
We'll use a debit card.
Okay, now does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Both.
It has both? Okay, and then the card they normally read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
4151 4812 0707 4395.
And the expiration month and year?
724.
And the 3-digit code that's on the back?
771.
771. Okay. Now, we use a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last 4 digits. But before I do code out the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4151 4812 0707 4395, and I have July of 24 and 771.
That's correct.
Okay, and is that car connected to the 4453 West Fallen Road address?
Yes.
Okay, alrighty. And then what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package, but I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification, goes over the service agreement with our company, Local Splash. Now, if there's a question on here that you want me to rephrase, just feel free to stop me, and I'll rephrase that question. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it's pretty self-explanatory, but it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Genus Dirtwork Services.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Nate Genus. I am the owner-operator.
Thank you very much, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive some phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to our company, Local Splash. But would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically, Nate?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial... What's that?
Does that include, like, Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, so basically we know what you're doing right now, but we ask if you do anything additional. That way we can make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here. Okay.
So I need to cancel my one with Angie Leeds?
You don't need to cancel them unless you don't want to. But like I said, what most of our clients do is they do put them on hold, for the 2-month time frame. That way they can give our services a shot, and they're not being charged every single lead that home advisor sends them while they're giving us a shot.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay. Alrighty. And then also, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be April 14th, 2022. It will be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is completed, when the second month's payment is completed, the agreement would normally automatically renew on the same day of the 14th, but it will renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. However, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That does conclude the voice verification, Nate. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 249. As soon as that goes through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that 249 came out of your account. From the system. As soon as it goes through, I will let you know, and I'm also going to set you up for what we call our client interview. The client interview process, since we did close about 16 minutes ago, I will have to push that out. Let me see if I have the only available time I have for you tomorrow. Actually, we are very busy over here. Would be tomorrow at, right now is it about 6:16, a quarter after 6?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can get you in tomorrow. The only time I have available tomorrow, besides pushing it out until Monday, would be 3 o'clock tomorrow, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Would that work for you?
That should be fine.
Okay. And then that call is crucial, so I'm going to get you programmed in to get a call tomorrow. Just give me 1 second. While I get you programmed in, and they're going to call you on this number that we're speaking on, 620-727-2999, okay? And then
okay.
I'm also going to be sending you over a calendar invite showing you that, telling you that the client interview is taking place tomorrow, so that's going to be falling into your email here shortly. So give me a moment here while I send that off to you. Perfect. All right. So I just got to add your email in there, and then it's going to have me invite. It says invite all guests. Oops. There we go. All right. So you should be receiving that invite here shortly. Like I said, it's going to be going to your email. And then I also want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do, Nate, is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you. Now, I do need you for about another minute or two. I need to provide you with your client dashboard username. So are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line or your text messages?
I probably shouldn't, but I am.
Yeah, it's a three-step process that I need from you real quick. But like I said, after that, I can get you back on the road safely.
The invoice.
It says Local Splash initial invoice. So let me know when you have that opened up, please.
Okay, I have that open.
All right. Now, about the fifth line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Okay.
All right, that's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's just a summary of the services that the package includes for you. That way you can go back to it at your own leisure when you have a little bit more time to glance at it. But at the very bottom, you're going to see where it says, you see where it says cancellation and refunds at the very bottom of that page?
Yep.
Okay, that little box that's right underneath that says, I certify that I'm the authorized cardholder and all the information is true and accurate. You would click that little box, that checkbox, and at the very bottom, you would sign your name, Nathal Genus. Now, what that's going to do is once you confirm your signature, it will take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
Okay.
All right. Now, the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on as of right now, okay, the 620-727-2999. And the password, that's created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview tomorrow, okay? And remember, that client interview is going to be coming to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock your time. Okay, and remember, that call is crucial. Okay. That's where we gather all the information in regards to we cross the T's and dot the I's in regards to getting all the information for you to make sure we represent you properly. So we do ask that you block off an hour window for the phone call. It typically normally doesn't take that long, but just in case it does, it can. So we ask that you block off an hour window for that phone call. But that's the only requirement that we do have from you today, Nate. But before we disconnect, I might just give you a call tomorrow. Did you have any other questions for me that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, if you happen to have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way using services, we want to make sure that it's working for you. Feel free to call into us. Like I said, we just want to make sure that the service is providing you results. So just wait for that call tomorrow, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you. All right, Nate?
All right. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate your time. You have a great evening.
Yep, you too.
All right, bye-bye.